Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100-plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000-plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org. This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're on the move, we're on the move. No stopping us now.
Ain't no stopping us now.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. There's no stopping us now. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. We're live from Orlando, Florida, and I say welcome back. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. We're going to go right to a trivia question. This person singing the song in her time was huge. I mean, huge. Great voice. And I'm not going to say too much else, then you know who it is. I just listen to her sing, you might know who it is. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? This was a big song, big artist. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
I have fallen in love with you for the rest of my whole life. Don't you know I was yours from the very day that you happened to come my way? Can't you see I'm under your spell? By the look in my eyes, can't you tell?
Okay, Chris, a great song, great artist. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. Let's see if we get a new caller first. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
That was a powerful voice there. I like that.
Great artist.
Hey, we had a couple new callers already, which is great. We appreciate the new blood, but we like our old guys too. So give us a call. Let us know who did that artist, who did that song of Michael's.
Okay. So who's singing the song? By the way, waiting for the person to call in to guess the song. I hope you like last week's show. Last week's show was, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best shows we ever put on. Great show. If you liked it, write to us, Michael. M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We'll have more like it. Michael.
I liked it.
Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Write to us and we'll have more like it. Got it? Look, if you haven't looked up our web in a while, you should check us out. If you miss any shows like last week or any other shows, go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Sounds good. So I think we've got a couple callers.
Ernest is on the line. Ernest?
Yes.
For trivia.
Are you ready?
Hello,
Ernest.
Ernest.
You there?
Yes, I am.
So who do you think is singing that song, Ernest?
sounded like a lady that was in my choir when I was a little boy. Her name was Della Reese.
Oh, you are right. You're
100%
right. Della Reese.
Woo-hoo!
You're 100% right. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
From Detroit, Michigan.
What did you say? She was in your choir?
Yeah, she was from Della Reese. I was a 5-year-old kid, and my grandfather was a deacon at a church. And the church, she was in the choir. She was going to Wayne State University. She was a lot older, but she's from Detroit, Michigan.
Wow, cool.
Amazing story.
Amazing story. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card at Subway.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Ernest. Keep on listening to the show, Ernest.
Glad we could do something nice for you tonight.
Thank you very much. I sure appreciate it.
Yeah. We're pulling for you, man.
Pulling
good luck.
You, Ernest.
Hey, Ernest, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right?
Okay.
That was Ernest.
Chris is going to take
that
your information. I couldn't believe he came up with that so quick. That was cool. Sorry, Howie. I think Howie was in there, too, trying to get in.
Two people, but he was a new caller as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Don't go away.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
We're worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back, welcome back. You're tuned into the Blind and Beyond radio show. One of the wildest, hottest radio shows in the land. And here we are in your car. You know, you're maybe in your living room. We appreciate you tuning in. Our phone number to call is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And we are the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. So, and everything in between.
You know, and they could be anywhere. They could be talking to their smart speaker. They could be in the car, like you said. They could be listening on TuneIn Radio or streaming us from the website or the radio stations. So many different ways.
That's so very true. Yeah, I used the TuneIn app on my phone, as well as Simple Radio is another one that.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Just a simple old radio, right.
It can bring it up. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
AM and FM.
But we're all over the place. Pakistan, California.
Australia, Jamaica.
Jamaica me crazy.
Yeah, that's a coffee flavor.
Yeah, actually, I've had that. This was
Canada,
good.
All over the place. Anyway, so I think we'll take a few minutes now and we'll introduce our next guest for the evening. And we'd like to welcome back Gary Foster. And Gary is the outreach advocate for eSight Eyewear. Welcome back, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hello. Hi there. Happy to be back.
Oh, I can't believe it. It seems like you were just on. Time is just flying.
Yeah, I think it was just last week.
Good to have you back.
It wasn't last week because last week we had our panel.
Oh, so it was the week before then?
It might have been. I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't very long ago.
No. So how are things up there in Canada?
Pretty good. We've had a hot spell, and I'm really looking forward to the temperature getting a little bit cooler. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to complain because, you know, up here in Canada, it gets a long, cold winter.
Yeah, we had a heat index this week here in Central Florida. Dave, was it between 106 and 112?
That's what I was thinking, 106 to 108 or something. And yeah. So, I mean, you got to do everything as early as you can if you're going to be doing it outside.
Those fires are gone though, right, Gary?
Actually, there's still a lot of fires burning in Northern Ontario and in Northern Quebec, but we're not seeing the smoke right now just because of the direction of the wind. But they're saying that it's the worst fire season that Ontario has ever had. So
that is a shame.
Yeah, there's no campfires allowed anywhere in the province until you notice.
I know I've seen on Facebook some people up in Ohio and I forget where else they said it's still very smoky up there.
Yeah.
So anyway, so why don't you fill everybody in on eSight Eyewear? We have new listeners every week. So
I will. Happy to explain what eSight is. eSight is an electronic eyewear package that people with central vision loss can take advantage of, things like AMD, diabetic retinopathy, albinism. There's many, many more, but it's basically central vision loss. And the eyewear electronically gathers the image and presents it to your eyes in such a way that the receptors in your eyes that still work are now going to get much more information than they would without the eyewear. So in my case, if I was sitting across the dining room table from someone without my eyewear, with my central vision loss, my acuity is 20 over 400, I wouldn't see anybody's face. I just have no central vision at all. But when I wear my eSight in that same chair, looking at that same person, I could count their eyelashes. It's absolutely phenomenal technology. Threading a needle.
Unreal.
Oh yeah, threading a needle is the easiest thing for me to do. And that would be absolutely impossible if I didn't have the eyewear. So it is that powerful. It's got a very high success rate for conditions such as AMD. I think we're over 80% success rate. And it's good for acuities up to about 2,800, very effective up to 2,600. But in my case, I'm 2,400 and I test to 20/20. So that just gives you an idea how powerful the device is. And it's easy to use. But what's really fascinating for someone such as me is that when I wear my eSight, I'm completely independent again. I travel all over North America unassisted. I can read anything. I can watch television. I can walk down the street, catch the right bus, look for an address. I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal what it does for me. I can't drive a car. That would be silly. But other than that, it's given me the ability to do everything I've ever done with my life before.
Gary, aren't you a woodworker by also a hobby?
Yes, I am. I had to abandon that lifelong hobby when I lost my vision. But when I did get the eSight, I found that it was really easy to transition back into my wood shop. And I've expanded. I don't just have a wood shop now with all the tools. I now have a wood mill. So I log my own trees. I mill my own lumber.
Wow. Holy cow.
I know my neighbors think it's absolutely incredible.
Like Paul Bunyan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah. but even as simple as I think you might have even had it in one of your commercials where, you know, a lady or man may have never been able to see his child's face clearly, you know, up until using a device like this, where all of a sudden it brings everything into a much clearer picture, you know. So even there's just something personal like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of testimonials on such as Facebook or YouTube, but I was actually in the office the day the 7-year-old boy saw his mother's face for the first time. And I can tell you there wasn't a dry eye in the room.
Oh, my.
Very powerful technology. It changed my life drastically.
So even a child could really use this device. You have them different sizes for like
it's basically a one size fits all. The current model that I'm wearing, it has a halo that goes around the head and it'll fit. We've never found, I think the smallest child that was effective wearing it was about 6 or 7 years old.
Gotcha.
And our oldest client was well over 100, which is really exciting. But yeah, I mean, it's relatively easy to use once you get your orientation and you get your coach assigned to you and all the training comes with it. And that coach is assigned to you for as long as you own your unit. So anytime you have any questions or warranty issues or anything, when you call the number, you get the same guy you were dealing with all along.
Do you, by any chance, have you heard of any scenarios where people have used these glasses and played the game of pool? Because I would think that it could really make it possible for someone that might not have been able to see well enough to easily be able to play pool.
Well, I can tell you, before I lost my vision, I was never no pool shark or anything, but I was a fireman at the time and we had a pool table in the hall and we all used to play pool. And of course, when I lost my central vision, that wasn't possible. Well, I was at a party about 3 years ago and they, among other activities, they were all playing pool. These are all family and friends. And someone asked me if I wanted to play, and I just laughed. I said, well, I don't know how that's going to work. The truth of the matter is, long story short, I played pool, Hand-eye coordination is learned. I mean, it took me a while. I was nowhere near the way I used to be, but I made a good accounting for myself. And as a matter of fact, at one point we were playing teams, and the team that I was with, we actually won a game. And the guy that lost, he just threw his hands up in the air and he said, I can't tell anybody I was beaten by a blind man.
That's cool.
That's right. Just hand over the money, mister.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. See, I had a funny feeling you might have at least encountered it at some point or another. So
Gary, so tell us about the logistics. So let's say somebody's in, I don't know, Texas or
Iowa.
Yeah. So you have coaches around the country, or the coaches are on the phone?
But we have coaches spread out all over North America. It's one number that you dial, and then your individual coach has his own extension. So we have them all over the country. And so when you get your eSight, and let's say, for example, you're going to say, okay, I want to try this technology. So they send the device to you in your home, and you get to have it there for a week to 10 days, because we don't want you to dole out this kind of money and then it doesn't work for you. That's not what we're interested in at all. And so once you get it to your home, then you contact your coach. We suggest that someone in your home, a caregiver, be there for the initial call. And then they can actually connect to your eSight over the internet. So they can control your eSight. They can see what you're seeing once you give them access. And so they know if you're doing it right. They can teach you how to use it. And then they'll know how effective it is for you as you discover for yourself.
Gary, may I interrupt one second? Cassandra, yeah. If you're listening down there in South Florida, you called after the show, I believe, last week. Please call in if you have any questions for Gary in reference to eSight. That's Cassandra. I think her name is Camacho. It's Chris Camacho, something like that, in Boynton or Pompano Beach. Call in 407-894-1680.
Okay. Sometimes these folks are like a little mic
after.
Phone shy, you know, but they.
Yeah.
I understand. Especially for the older folks, they're not all that confident all the time, but we actually have a wonderful coach in Florida. Her name is Jeanette, and she's just an incredible human being.
I think she was on our show.
She might have been. She's blind. So. She wears eSight herself.
Yeah,
she worked very closely with her for quite a few years, but what a wonderful human being. Yeah, she helps people every day with their eSight.
That's a great story about the pool game. That is really classic,
right? Yeah, and being able to be included in things like that, even if you're not going to be great, just being able to take part in things like that can make a big difference in your life, you know? So, and of course, it can be used for very important things like school and work and everything else, but home and play are important too. So
absolutely, one of our coaches actually plays golf, which I find really neat. I haven't tried that yet, but I do understand that when you are playing golf, you do need someone sighted with you, because it would be hard to follow the trajectory of the ball wearing the eSight as you hit it. So you need someone to say, okay, over there, that kind of thing. But he plays golf pretty much every weekend, and I think that's exciting.
You could probably zoom in, though, once you know where around where it is. You can probably pinpoint it.
We can cheat a little bit because it has 25 times magnification. So that's pretty fun, actually.
There you go. A lot of potential there.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So can you describe a little bit what it feels like on your head, you know, that they're lightweight, and just a little bit about
the current device? It's the fourth generation, and there is a halo that goes around your head, and on the front of the halo is suspended the eyewear. On the back of the halo sits the battery. So that means it's weighted very, very well balanced. It's cordless, so there's not any cord that you're going to be catching on anything like the older models. It's a little heavier than the earlier version because it's wireless, but that's why they designed it with the halo. It's actually easier and more comfortable to wear this version than the previous version. When I was in the office, I would wear this for 8-9 hours a day, and working on a computer, working in the office, doing all of my tasks, and it wasn't an issue at all. So it's one of those things where how it fits and how comfortable it is something that they had to put a lot of time and effort into, because in earlier versions, some of them were more comfortable than others. But I think this one is probably the most comfortable, and I've been wearing them since 2015. So this is the third model that I've been wearing.
You would know, that's for sure. So yeah. If you've been using it that long, but yeah. But comfort's a big part, I'm sure. Cause you know, if it's not comfortable, people are just not going to be going to it.
That's right. You know, it's interesting that at first we were concerned that younger folks, especially school age folks, might feel that it was maybe, you know, a little awkward to wear in public, and maybe they might feel a little awkward about it. The funny thing is, it turned out to be the opposite. Everybody thinks you're gaming. I mean, with this day of virtual reality and everything else,
right.
Now the kids just think it's cool.
Yeah, see, when I was a kid, you know, being a geek was not a cool thing. Now it's a very cool thing. So
I think the geeks are inheriting the world.
Right, exactly.
I was gonna mention or ask you, but I guess when you're walking through an airport or something, people will look at you and say, what in the world, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, having worn one for so many years, I'm very comfortable with people approaching me, because a lot of people are seeing it for the first time, and including airport staff, depending on what airport I'm at. And I will talk to anyone anytime to explain what this is, because it always becomes a fascinating discussion. People are blown away when they realize that it's making a blind person such as me be able to look halfway across the gallery in the airport, and I can read the departure screen.
And if you don't want to talk to them, you can always just say something like FBI, or, you know, and no one won't even pursue it at that point.
Actually, my wife and I are both so excited about this technology, as is all of my family, all my kids and grandkids, because of what it's done for us. And so we will at any time engage in conversation with, I mean, even if I'm at a Home Depot.
Sure.
You know, I mean, people come up and say, excuse me, you know, and I'll point out the fact that I can't see their face without it, but I can look at the top shelf and read the SKU number on a box.
That's funny. I was just going to say, I can picture some lady walking up to you and say, young man, could you read this for me? I can't read it.
I would do that.
Sure, I can do that.
So Gary, why don't you give out the contact information before we say goodnight?
Okay, well, it's as always, it's eSightEyewear.com on the internet. Let me just see here. I think I've got a...
Will you spell eSight just so everyone knows?
Yeah, sure. eSight. It's E-S-I-G-H-T, all one word, eSight. And the phone number is 1-855-837-4448. And it's www.esighteyewear.com.
And it's also on our sponsor page. They can just, if you're blind, you just click on the button that says eSight Eyewear. There's no graphics. It's just words.
Nice and easy.
Nice and easy. Yep. And you can go right
to the
website. Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've made it pretty easy to get in touch with this technology. I mean, it's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. And also be able to have a coach help you through it. So that's pretty darn cool, I would say.
You know, I've always said that as powerful as the device is itself, the coaching program is every bit as special, because they keep all the records of all their own clients. When a client calls in to their coach, he brings them up on the computer, and all of their coaching history is right there. And I used to do this. I used to be a coach, and you get involved with these people personally. And so you understand their trials and their tribulations, because we've all experienced it as blind people ourselves.
Sure.
So it's, I don't, who better to train someone with a device like this, better than someone who wears it himself.
Right. Somebody's gone through it. Now I know we're probably only got a minute.
Yeah, that's it, David. Just a minute.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I was going to ask you, do you have financing?
There is financing in the States. And
check out the website. I'm sure you got some info on it.
That's right. It's all there on the website.
Yeah, that's an important factor for some. So that's awesome you've got that.
Yeah.
Well, A privilege to have you on, as always, Gary. Thank you, man.
Thank you
for talking to you folks, and I'll be here anytime you want to chat.
Okay.
All right.
It'll be here sooner than later, Gary.
All right. You take care.
You too, man.
That was Gary from eSight.
Gary Foster.
We're going to break. We're going to come back with a fantastic trivia. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you could visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTOstudy.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100+ stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000+ tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856 or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom and I hope you enjoy them. You don't know what it's like to be included until you have been excluded.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is your host, Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. Hope you enjoyed the show so far. We got a trivia right now. The phone number for the trivia is 407-894-1680. Now, I want you to listen to this trivia. It's a very simple trivia, and I want you to listen very carefully. These two men, there's two men. One man owned a baseball team who later became president. There was another man who had some famous songs, especially Christmas songs. And he also owned a baseball team, later became a billionaire. Who am I talking about? These two people? Both people are very famous. Both of them own baseball teams. Who am I talking about? 407-894-1680. You got to tell me both, not one, both. I want their names. Very simple.
Okay. While we're waiting, I would like to just throw out a very important message, by the way, courtesy of Foundation Fighting Blindness, and I thought I would share it with you. If you don't know, July is UV Safety Awareness Month, and I will read their announcement. Protect your vision and stay sun safe this summer. UV rays can be harmful to your eyes and increase your risk of developing eye conditions, including age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, which is the leading cause of blindness in people 55 and older in developed countries. So by wearing sunglasses and seeking shade during peak sun hours, you can help safeguard your eyes and reduce the risk of vision loss. So I hope you all take that to heart. Wear sunglasses and just be careful with the sun.
It's worth it.
Yeah, age-related macular degeneration. Who would know that?
Okay, so now go back to the trivia. 407-894-1680. Two men. One owned a baseball team who later became president. One man, well, let's just put it this way. He owned a baseball team. He had some big hits, Christmas hits especially. And he was very famous. What's it say in movies, among other things? Who am I talking about? These two famous people. What's their names?
They both still own baseball teams?
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say.
They both did.
D-I-D. Both did.
Okay.
I'm not going to say whether they still do I'm just saying both of them did own baseball teams.
Okay.
One became president. One owned a baseball team, but he became a billionaire.
We already have a caller. He said okay. This is a tough one, but it must be, no, it or he wouldn't be on the
407-894-1680.
Those who know baseball will know.
We don't have to know baseball, but the point is people who know things know about these two people.
Well, somebody knows things because we got a caller already.
I want a new caller first. Let's go to a new caller. Waiting for a new caller. We have Howie on the line, which I know Howie knows. So let's see if anybody else is a new caller before we get to call on Howie.
Howie's a pretty smart guy.
I'm sure Howie knows the answer.
I've got a feeling he does. But we might have a new caller who will know it as well.
So, David, speaking of trivia, I guess we don't get the hamburger.
No, I'm sorry. I am sorry. But if I have the opportunity, I would... I will buy you I gladly buy you a hamburger.
Okay. All right.
I don't want to send you a gift card, though. I want to do it in person.
Okay. Well, so. I'd like to do that anyway.
Yeah. Actually, we'll go over to Gary's and have him make it for us. grill it out on the grill. That's the way to have a good hamburger, you know.
Gary and his sizzle.
Yeah, if you don't mind us putting in a request there, Gary, we could use some hamburgers. You could bail me out here a little bit. No, I'll pay for them. That's okay. But yes, I appreciate those guys for bailing me out. I think it was Steve down the South Florida guest that one. So do we have any new callers there, Mr. Chris Shaw?
I'm right in a new caller in.
You make this one a real Daisy Dukesy right here. This one is a real tough one.
It is.
The first person
I know you know the answer, Chris.
No, the first person I thought about was Bill Clinton.
Well, you were so close, but yeah, no cigar.
That's Arkansas.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, speaking of trivia again, did you ever ask the girls, Malaya and Zamaria, about the three little pigs?
Yeah, they did tell me the story.
They knew what it was?
They told me. They told me I had my stories mixed up, the three little pigs and Little Red Riding Hood, Robin Hood.
They're right.
Okay, so there are no other callers?
No other callers.
Okay, let's go to Howie then. Let's take Howie. Howie, you're on, Howie. We know.
Bring on Howie.
Howie, you know the answer. Let's go, Howie.
George W. Bush.
I can't hear you.
And the singer, Christmas songs, was Bing Crosby.
I can't hear you.
He said George Bush and Bing Crosby, right?
No, that's not correct.
No. Oh, but those are good guesses for sure.
No. I can't hear you.
Good guesses, but you were wrong, Howie.
He said
sorry.
Bing Crosby?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Good guesses, but that's not it, Howie.
Okay.
Yeah, he stumped us with this one. This one is a daisy right here, Howie. Thank you so much, Howie.
What I said, and I'll say it again. So
sorry, Howie.
Howie didn't hear. Two men, one owned a baseball team who later became president of the United States of America. One owned a baseball team, but before he owned the baseball team, he had hits, Christmas hits. He had songs.
I know that one.
And he was a movie star. What am I talking about?
I know the second one.
He also became a billionaire. Billionaire because he owned a lot of property in one state.
He was a president that owned a
big... Yeah.
I'm beginning to lose faith, though, because if Howie didn't know, I don't know who would know. For goodness sakes, I mean...
Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. The second guy was a cowboy.
That's easy, that one.
A cowboy. He was a cowboy. He's known for cowboy movies, and his horse was named Champ.
Oh my gosh, you're giving the whole thing away.
Who am I talking about? Who owned the baseball team? He owned the baseball team for many, many, many years.
All right. So you ready? You want me to just go ahead and give the answer?
Just go ahead.
Mike, you want me to give the answer, Mike? Because John Stroot already called, and John Stroot already know the answer. But he said, I got the answer. Here it is, but I'm not eligible.
Yeah, he's not eligible right now. That's up to you, Michael.
We're not eligible.
No.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait a minute, Mike, because I got two callers calling in on the line. So hold on.
Okay.
Uh-oh. This could be it.
I want the two answers. I got to have both people. The second one, I already gave you his name already, basically.
So Michael Golder special.
I don't know. That was pretty darn difficult there, mister. But you did get about half of it. Let's say you gave a quarter.
I think he's going to have a winner. I have a feeling.
I gave the second name away. But the first one, everybody should know. Everybody in this country should know who I'm talking about.
Jeez, I don't know that.
You don't know?
No. I don't know a president that owned a baseball team.
Yeah.
Calvin Coolidge? No.
He owned a big part of the team.
Now you're saying he didn't own
100% of the team, but he owned a
Right. Yes. I was getting ready to come through that and say that.
Len, I think we might have him on this little fine point. We'll see.
So I do have Howie back on the line. He said he got it now.
Okay.
He got a shot. He can't come back. He can't have two shots.
It's possible no one's going to get it then.
Well, I think John Stroot called me and said he got it.
Yeah, but he's not allowed. He's not allowed. And Howie already took a shot at it. He said Bing Crosby, and that wasn't it.
So. But I know the answer of one of the presidents.
You do?
Yeah, I know. I knew the answer of the president.
And I don't know that one. I only know the other one.
Well, you're gonna have to break down and tell him. I think.
I'm gonna give you the answer. Then I'll get another trivia to make it easier.
Wait, can I give the answer, Dana? Because I think I got it.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll win a Subway.
Yeah.
All right. So. He did have one of them right, saying it was a Bush, but it was George H. Bush, not George W. Bush, not George W. Bush, George the first Bush, the one before President.
This was the son owned the team.
It was the son that owned the team. Okay.
The son that owned the team.
And then
Singer, the second guy was not Bing Crosby.
No, it was Gene Autry.
It was Gene Autry. Correct.
Ah, yes. Gene Autry.
Horse named Champ. And he became a billionaire around California, all around Los Angeles. When he was a movie star, he was taking all his money and buying land. Then he bought a baseball team, and then he bought more land. So he owned the California Angels for many years.
So which team did President Bush have?
Texas Rangers.
Chris?
Not the Houston Astros, the Texas Rangers.
Okay, so now...
I think you have time for another.
You don't have another?
I know. It's up to Chris.
I'm gonna give a fast one.
We got six minutes.
Okay.
Here's another one. Everybody should know this one. There was another famous cowboy. And the famous thing about this cowboy, he had a dog. Well, a lot of people have dogs. But he also had a wife. Okay. Well, I don't, at the time, I don't know if she was his wife.
That's easy.
But a sidekick. We'll call a sidekick.
I don't know the dog, but I know the wife.
So this cowboy.
Was the dog Lassie?
No. So this cowboy had a dog. And he had a sidekick who happened to be a woman. Who later became also, if you're around the country, he had food chain that Lynn and I would buy a lot of stuff from the food chain.
Yeah.
Yep. They had good chicken.
Good chicken?
Yep.
Mm. Boy, you're full of riddles tonight, Michael. I'm not sure. You know what? While we're waiting, let me just do my little wrap up here because it's getting late. I just wanted to remind everybody next week to join us for another fun and informative show. And guess what? Dave will be back, right, Dave?
I will be back.
Doubleheader. Melissa Ballback, owner of Independent Living Aids and LSNS, she'll be joining us. Lindsay Blankenship, who is the Colorado chapter president of Foundation Fighting Blindness. And Dave Schleppenbach, the owner of Tactile Solutions, to tell us all about the Revolutionary Cadence Tablet.
I know that guy.
I know you do. It's going to be Dave and Dave night.
There you go. It's cool. Right. I'm looking forward to that.
Does anybody know the last trivia that I gave out?
You're making things difficult this today. You took your honorary pill.
He's been hanging out with Gary all week.
Now, come on now. Everybody, any woman, any man who watched movies back in the,
Yeah, but you got to be older.
A cowboy has got a wife and a dog. I mean, that's not, I don't know.
A sidekick. I don't know if it was his wife. In real life, he was his wife. But in the movie and the shows, it was a sidekick.
Can I win? I know the wife. I don't know the dog, though. I have no idea who the dog is. I know the horse's name, too. Oh, no, that's another cowboy.
Yeah, that's Mr. Ed. I know that one.
Yeah, that's another one.
So who am I talking about?
All right, so
I don't know. I guess
he's famous. Famous. 56. All right, I got to give it the answer then.
I do have Howie back on the line. Howie was trying to get in. Howie is trying to get in.
The answer to this one.
Oh, Howie. Come
on. The answer to this one is Roy Rogers, Dale Evans.
Right, Dale Evans, I knew. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Roy
Rogers. What's the name of the dog?
I don't know.
Can't give everything away.
Well, you have to.
Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
We know who the horse is.
Flicker, was that
the horse? That was not the horse. Oh. Flicker. Nope. Roy Rogers. Flicker. And by the way, the restaurants are called Roy Rogers.
That's right. The roast beef sandwich.
The roast beef sandwich. Yeah, we used to get roast beef and chicken.
Dog before we go off the air. Right, Dave? We want to know who the dog is.
Yeah.
But you don't even know.
I told you it was
Fido.
It was Lassie. Or Old Yeller.
It wasn't Lassie. It wasn't Rin Tin Tin.
Old Yeller.
Fifi. Oh. Little poodle. I don't right know.
Now, was it right now, to be honest with you, I forget the dog's name.
It was Hooch.
Dale Evans, Dale Evans and Roy Rogers.
It was Hooch.
But the dog was famous too. But I can't remember the dog's name.
I don't know. We're going to have to give him like a demerit or something.
Yeah, right. Doesn't have to.
If anybody calls up right now, mention the dog's name. Famous.
You get extra points if you go with the dog's name. Oh, my goodness.
You only have 1 minute to call.
Lynn, we got something to hold over the man's head.
Roy Rogers.
That's okay. We love you anyway.
Bullet.
That's the name. Bullet.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Years. Oh, it's a German Shepherd.
The German Shepherd, Bullet.
Well, I have heard that before, though, but
Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, and Bullet.
I watched it, and I don't remember the dog's name. I only remember Lassie.
Oh, you know, what about the sidekick?
What sidekick?
The guy the only who rode the Jeep.
The only woman sidekick I know is Batwoman.
Yeah.
That's who I thought you were talking about.
Bad girl.
Okay,
yeah.
That's it, folks. You heard it. Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, saying it's been real. It's been real.
It has been a privilege to be in your house. And thank you for letting us be there.
Look forward to the people who are calling it for the first time to keep on listening. See, it pays to listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. And folks, don't go away. We'll be right back. In 1 week. Love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, see you next week, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Come on back. You hear? Of course you do. There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go.